you indicated last week that that you weren't real, you know, pumped up about the economic relief package.
That's right.
And nothing that the president said yesterday last night is going to change your mind about that.
No, I think the president was right to focus on the economy in the beginning of his speech. I just question whether Congress can, you know, turn the economy around on a dime with any stimulus package. I don't think that that's possible. I think that the rebates are good in that it's good to give people their money back because they're already overpaying their taxes. But sending $100 billion out to the economy with the hopes that people will spend it at the mall will not turn around a $14 trillion economy. So I don't want to oversell this stimulus package as being the answer for keeping our economy from going into recession. I think the incentives for businesses to expand are going to be helpful. But I also think it's important that Congress doesn't try and snowball the American people in thinking that this stimulus package is going to, you know, save the economy.
You think we need more tax reform. What would that look like?
I think we need more tax reform because we have to keep our eye on the ball, which is globalization. We have to be more competitive with the likes of China, India, Europe, Japan. And we tax our businesses and our capital at the second highest rate in the world in industrialized countries. So I think having tax certainty, making sure that the largest tax increase does not come in 3 years as it is scheduled to occur, I think lowering the taxes on workers and on businesses so that we can be more globally competitive and keep jobs in America is really the way to go. And the fact that we have an enormous tax increase scheduled in law to occur in 3 years is really starting to hinder our economy and our global competitiveness.
Now, last night when the president made his statement on earmarks, I thought, well, Congressman Ryan's going to like that, but you don't think that goes far enough.
No, I was encouraged that the president brought up the topic of earmarks. I was disappointed that he didn't go far enough. Simply calling for reducing earmarks in half does not fix the systemic problem with earmarks in Congress, and that is you have a pork barrel spending system in Congress that is not transparent, that is corrupt and out of control. And simply cutting the number of earmarks from 12,000 this year to 6,000 next year does not fix the problem. I wish the president would have mentioned this 7 years ago, and I wish that his proposal would be bolder, which is I think Congress ought to have a total moratorium on these pork barrel spending earmarks until we come up with a new system that the American people can see, have confidence in, and end earmarks as we know them. So I think the president missed an opportunity to really hit that one out of the park.
I'd venture to say that if we'd had a moratorium on earmarks 7 years ago, we'd be a little closer to the next item I wanted to ask you about, balancing the budget by 2012 without raising taxes.
And that's the other issue. We have to keep our eye on the long-term ball here, which is we need to balance the budget, and we need to balance the budget without raising taxes. That is what I've been focused on as the top Republican on the budget committee. I want to make sure that whatever we do in the short run here does not knock us off our game to balance the budget without raising taxes. So I'm concerned with all this talk about doing all this new spending on behalf of the economy this year will actually harm the economy and knock us off track to balance the budget. I will be proposing later in Congress a balanced budget plan that does not raise taxes. I think that's the way we should go, and I think that's what taxpayers deserve.
All right. We've covered the domestic side pretty much. Anything on the foreign policy agenda and I didn't detect anything really groundbreaking.
Not really. No. I think what the president more or less did was give a status report on Iraq. Obviously, the surge is working from the military standpoint. We're beginning to see good political reconciliation occur among the Iraqis in Baghdad. It's better late than never. More progress on that front has to happen. But given the fact that the situation is improving, it's encouraging that we're able to bring 20,000 troops home from the theater.
All right, very good. Paul, thanks for taking the call.
You bet, Bob.
Bye.
Take care.